when it comes to the truth is a hard sale. It is hard, but I'm here for you every day. You know, you're setting yourself up for failure every day with excuses and life. That stuff is not going to change. You have to change. It's real stuff going on out here. Just remember, there's nobody like you.
You're tuned to the Lord's Radio Station. I'm Zipporah Mundy. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And I'm excited because we have in our studio Mr. Phil Taylor. How you doing, Mr. Taylor?
I'm great.
Thank you so much for taking time to come and be with us today. And, you know, he is going to be sharing some really, really good information. Now, Phil Taylor has a business, and it's called TaylorMade. And it is a, how can I describe it? Is it like a nutrition health program? Is that the best way to say it?
Definitely.
Okay. And so the reason why I wanted to have him come on is because I had been hearing about TaylorMade. I've heard the name, and then it started. I've been starting to hear it more frequently. But then I started seeing people that I know. I'm talking about friends I grew up with. I'm talking about people that I've known all my life. I started seeing people that started using his program, and they looked completely different, like completely different, so much more healthier. And so it really made me curious as to, you know, what is going on. And so, and I started seeing more and more people that I know using TaylorMade's program. And so I'm like, okay, I got to contact this guy. So thank you so much for coming today and sharing. First, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, and tell us a little bit about your story.
Okay. I'm originally from Marble, Arkansas. Got a little military background, college background, have a college degree, which is not in the health field at all.
Where'd you go to school?
Arkansas State,
that's right. I had to throw that in there. Okay.
So basically, it's been about, I would say probably about 25 years, I've been actually trying to find my way and what my purpose was. Would be and is, simple as that. I kind of started this by, it was a hobby. Mm-hmm. It was a hobby in the beginning. You know, obviously I worked out a little bit and dip and dab. And then eventually I got into one career where I was a salesman. I was an insurance salesman. I was an insurance agent. And I noticed this thing has been, it's been coming, you know, hit me in the face all my life. You know, this health thing. Because I was always conscious of it, but I didn't know where it was ever going to lead. Well, when I got into the insurance field, the thing that I noticed, I would, you know, have these policies all written out, and my policies were getting denied because these people weren't qualifying because of the weight and this and that. And it was mainly weight.
Yeah.
Mainly weight. And, you know, and I had to be the one to tell all these people, hey, because they didn't want to do it. So
right.
I did that. So that was just hitting me in the face. And I was like, well, this is kind of affecting my income right here.
Right.
And then eventually I went and I started working for a weight loss company. Then that weight loss company, I like to call it my undergrad. It was my college. It was my school.
Okay.
Where I had to actually learn everything about all the foods. You know, why we can't do this, why we can't do that. That's where I started. I got most of my experience about working with people with heart issues, diabetes, you name it, high blood pressure. Then they had to go into that, like their medications, like what foods they can and can't have. Then obviously that's where it went into figuring out what people's goals were. The only thing about that with that company, it was somewhat misleading.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was dealing with people that was wanting to get off pills.
Yeah.
And this company was like, okay, you haven't taken these pills. And I'm like, I'm knowing that, okay, it's all in the food. Yeah, I made a nice living with that company. I had my own store.
Just for clarity, though, the company wanted to keep people on pills, or they were offering pills?
Well, when it comes to the truth is a hard sell.
Yeah.
It was easy to sell, to say, hey, you take this pill.
Yeah, okay.
And this is going to make it so much faster and easier. And,
right.
But it was all in actuality, it was the food. Once I was designing meal plans at that time.
Right.
You know, so I mean, and obviously I had did it myself. So I had like a personal little thing, you know, a little personal connection. So I already knew, and I knew I didn't take any of the pills. And it was like, and it was getting to the point where it was so expensive for them to get this big package where, I mean, you're talking $2,000 and $3,000. That was a small package.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm knowing like, okay, you can do the same thing with just eating properly. But they, you know, But here's the thing, I didn't want to take anything from that company. So that's why I had to branch out and I had to do this myself.
I see.
And because, you know, I got a little integrity. And I didn't even know I had it. But it was a step out on faith.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was gonna be without that company behind. But here's what I didn't understand, that, you know, God's got a bigger company. I love what I do. That's basically how I got here. And it just went from there. I just started from referrals, working with a few people, and
it grew.
Now I got clients in other countries. It's pretty neat. I try to keep it simple. I try to stay on a level that everybody can relate to. So I do a lot of stuff by text. Majority of my clients I never meet.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, they want it like that. They want the information.
Right.
They want the right information. They're kind of tired. I deal with that client that's tried everything.
Yeah.
That's tried literally everything, you know, from the surgery, you name it, everything. What I teach is lifestyles. I teach is lifestyle, and I give education, you know, and I'm just that if you got that question, ask, yeah. text, ask, yeah. you know, don't, you don't have to sit around and be like, oh, you know, I'm showing them how to.
Right.
Inspect what they expect.
Yeah. Right. And let's talk about that for a minute, because what I've noticed about your program, and I don't even know, honestly, like, if it qualifies for a program, if I can say it that way. And the reason why is because, and you think about the way our culture has designed us to think, and we're looking for something to fix us, right? We're looking for the pill, we're looking for the surgery, we're looking for that fad diet, we're looking for a really quick, easy workout routine. And so you just said that you teach lifestyle, and so it's like you counsel people in how to live right as it relates to being healthy.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
To say.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, but we'll go back to program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So tell me how it works. People, they contact you, and what type of, you deal with all health conditions?
All health conditions. All health, because everybody's got to have food.
Yeah.
And you're going to be healed. I don't like to use that word, but you're going to be healed through food.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the hospital, I mean, that's the first thing they're going to do. You're going to bring you some food.
Right.
You know, food heals. You can't run, and so many people want to avoid food.
Yeah.
They got so many questions about it, and they're scared of it, you know, because sometimes they cling too much to it, then they get too far away from it. So they're scared of it. So I had to tell them, it's something you're going to have to, that nourishment, you got to understand your body.
Right.
Just understand it. And that's what I show people how to check it every day. It's a lot of self.
Yeah.
It's a lot of self.
Yeah.
In this.
Well, tell me about, because you don't have a one size fits all plan, do you?
It's completely individualized. I never know what I'm gonna have to work with.
Yeah.
I don't know if you may have had a eating disorder at an early age. You might, you know, that you might have been bullied. I don't know what I'm going to have to work with. So okay. It's not about, oh, I don't want to lose 20 pounds. No, you might be anorexic. People don't get that.
Yeah.
I deal with disorders. When it comes to eating, it's a disorder, you know, And it's serious. Nobody really wants to talk about it. And it's big.
But we don't know that it's big. And we don't know that it's a disorder because
it's so normal. It's normal.
It's the norm.
Yeah.
It's American. And the reason why I say that is I have a friend from Nigeria. And we sat down and we were eating dinner. And, you know, she's like, I don't know why I'm drinking this cold water. Like, this is so unhealthy. And I was like, why is it unhealthy that you're drinking this cold water? She said, we just had all this food that was baked in all this hot grease. And then you pour in this cold water in your stomach. She was just telling me what that does. And so then she was like, then she starts going on about all these different things that they do in Nigeria. She said, but this is normal for us. But in America, y'all do all kind of stuff. You know, and I'm sitting here like, wow. You know, and so there are things that are so normal to us that are so unhealthy that we don't even realize is unhealthy. And even in my conversations with you, I'm sitting here like, I thought that was healthy. I thought that was healthy.
Yeah.
And it's so much out there to deal with. So in other words, since it's individualized, it's not really beneficial for someone to just ask someone else that may be using your program, well, what does he have you doing? Let me do what you're doing, because that may not be what the person needs.
Well, picture the best case scenario for that is like, if I teach you how to drive a five speed,
mm-hmm.
it's simple as like, okay, oh, I can get it. I'm in first gear.
Yeah.
Okay, there's some more gears to it. And that's what, there's so much to my program. You know, it's always changed because people change, lifestyles change.
Right.
So if you you'll be stuck.
Yeah.
You'll be stuck, and guess what happens to that person? Well, it don't work for me no more.
Right.
You didn't finish, you don't even know how to drive it.
Right.
You didn't finish the class. Yeah. I mean, you got to finish the class, and you got to have patience. Like, this is something, you got to do this for yourself. Like, you can't copy this.
Right.
You know, it's been tried. Those people are still like, they don't have a clue.
Right.
They thinking they stole something. Like, you don't even know what you got. Hey, did you get to the part about the fasting, the intermittent fasting? You don't even know anything about that, do you? You don't even know what it's for, you know, because you got that little bit and you think like, oh, I got it. Our community, sometimes they can be a little arrogant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to go through it.
Yeah.
You got to go through it. And that's what I try to tell them. I had to go through it before I got to where I am. And if you want to be, and if you want to be blessed with this program, you got to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look for easy. Don't look for easy. Go through it.
Now, you know, you're saying something that's contrary to all the weight loss marketing that we're hearing. I mean, think about it. You know, from the magazines, the TV commercials, everything that we are being bombarded with is trying to give us the most easy way to lose weight and to be healthy. Every single thing. And now you're coming and saying it's hard work. Like, you're not getting brownie points in marketing here.
it's hard work trying to sell the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
I got truth walking all around here, and it doesn't matter. You know what? I got to start all every day. I don't care if I got one success. It doesn't matter. They don't care. Do it again. It's kind of like what God wants me to do every day. Do it again. Okay. You saved yesterday. What? Do it again.
Yeah.
That's...
That's
right. It's, you know, it doesn't, it's just a matter, it's just want me to do it again.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Did I help somebody do it again?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter that I got it right. You know, keep getting it right. Keep doing it right. There's no arrogance to this thing. You know, it's,
yeah.
You got to be humble every day. I mean, it's real.
You're right. It is. No, you're fine. You're fine. You're so right. It is so real.
Yeah, they want you to be great. I don't know how to coach mediocre. I don't know how to tell you to be, oh, you're good. No, what else do you want? You know, I want you to get there. Like, I don't know how to tell you, oh, cruise.
Yeah.
Go hang out. I don't know that level, you know, because I want to take you to another level always. But
yeah.
Yeah.
This is Bridget Lewis. I am from Overland Park, Kansas, and I have been with TaylorMade for 5 years. During the course of my 5 years with TaylorMade, I have lost a total of 137 pounds. My story started 5 years ago, walking down a flight of stairs with my, at the time, four-month-old grandson. And I had weight upon weight on me, and I couldn't walk down the stairs with a four-month-old child. And at that time, I knew that something had to change. And meeting up with Phil and seeing when he's been through the process of the weight loss, and it just got me even more pushing, fighting to save my life. I had thyroid issues, on the verge of no hypertension or no, but I was on the verge of it. You can just feel it. I was lethargic, tired, weak knees, weak ankles. I just knew I just needed to get the weight off. Once the weight started coming off, I saw that my journey started shifting. It wasn't so much about weight, losing weight anymore. It became more of a spiritual journey where the mindset changed. I am down now on my thyroid issues. There's a possibility that I can't get off the meds. Heart rate, blood pressure. Everything is amazing. My doctors, I just go in for a physical. They draw blood and they just give me a thumbs up and just tells me everything is perfect. We'll see you next year for your physical. I have 4 grandchildren and I can run, I can play, I can jump, I can lift all 3 of them at the same time. And I absolutely love that. And that's why I do it. I wanted to be around for them. It wasn't just for me, it was just for my family. My family needed me to be around. This is a lifestyle. This is something that I am going to keep with me forever. And I enjoy learning, being in contact with Phil, even being with him for 5 years, I'm in constant contact with him, guidance, teaching, ideas. That's the best support that you can possibly have when you're on a weight loss journey. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend him because Phil doesn't just give, even though he is in Arkansas, I'm in Kansas. I am able still to be accountable for my actions, just as if he was here. But I hold myself accountable for my actions and keep on doing what it is that I need to do. And that is such a powerful feeling to know that my wellness coach doesn't have to be in my face, that I can do this. But it's just been a blessing to find out things that I really didn't know about myself. I am doing things that I never thought that I would ever do. I would see it and I want it. And I'm like, I can't do that. But now it is at the point where it's like, I can do that. And I just go for it. Something like he always says is that, you know, I can't teach mediocre. I can't teach it. He said, I want everyone that I come in contact with becoming healthy, I want them to be great. He's just so proud of what he does, and he loves what he does. You can see that. You can see that in his cooking. You can see that in his workout. When I send my journals to him and he gives that feedback, you can see that he is up and he's ready to go and he's ready to get the day. And it's like, let's go. And you want to do great. When he tells you that, you are great. You're going to be great at what you're doing, at anything that what you're doing. And you just feel like a superhero. I do. I feel like, and not only my crown, but I feel like I'm putting my cape on in the morning. I'm like, I am great. I feel great. I feel good. And it's like, let's have a great day. Let's have a great day. So it's been a blessing. It really is. And as we always say, to God be the glory.
Hello, my name is LeBan McCray. I'm a member of the TaylorMade family. TaylorMade is a program started by Mr. Philip Taylor. He is a certified fitness and wellness coach. Before joining in February of this year, I was suffering with lower back pain, inflammation from arthritis, and knee pain from obesity. After changing my eating habits and getting the proper amount of rest, I have improved the quality of my life with Mr. Taylor's help and guidance. I have lost 97 pounds. I feel great. To God be the glory.
Hello, my name is Chief Reginald Wilson of the Helena, West Helena Fire Department. I have been on the fire department for a total of 27 years and 19 years as chief. It's a highly stressful job, but with the help of Philip Taylor, TaylorMade, I've been able to lose 93 pounds. I went from 310 pounds to 217 pounds over 9 months. Philip Taylor is a great wellness coach, and I would suggest everybody to give him a call. Give him a call if you are concerned about your health, if you're taking high blood pressure medications, and you want to get off of all these medications. I would suggest that you give Philip Taylor, TaylorMade, a call. It has changed my way of even thinking about food, but the process is a good process. You will just see the weight gradually take off. So again, I endorse Philip Taylor, TaylorMade. Get at him. He can help you.
And if you would like to contact TaylorMade, you can call 816-985-9290. That's 816-985-9290. 816-985-9290. And now we take you back to our conversation with Phil Taylor.
Can we talk a little bit about, when we talked about the stuff that society bombards us with, can we talk a little bit about some of the myths of healthy eating and weight loss that a lot of common myths that you run into as you are dealing with your clients, stuff that you have to re-educate people on?
Well, for one, and I heard it when I came here, like, oh, you can't find that here. We can't eat healthy here. We got to go to South Haven. We got to go to, I shop right here. And that's the part of educating, because we get caught up in words. We get caught up in things we don't even really understand.
Yeah.
Organic, this and that. Do you even understand what that means?
Like, naturally more, grown? Like, yeah, is that what it is?
There's more organic stuff around here, and people, we're driving past it to go somewhere and buy something that's got wrapped up.
Right. If it ain't from Whole Foods, it's not organic.
Yeah, like, you know, so that's the thing of, I have to educate a lot to just show people what's real.
Yeah.
And not just because it says it's real on a box. You got to understand, and it's simple. That's just a part of the my nutrition class I give, and that, you know, that first little part that's going to rock your world.
Yeah. Like, what about, you know, people think that it's very expensive to eat healthy?
It's not.
It's not.
It actually costs less. Sometimes if you look at it, when it comes to real food, fresh food, mm-hmm. when it comes to the packaging, you didn't have to put that much into it. So you're paying for stuff that's packaged, the cans, that actually costs more.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna go there. But real food, they don't have to do anything to it. The processed stuff, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that part.
Right.
And like I said, and you actually pay for it in the end.
Yeah. Because, you pay for it twice.
So, and I just try to educate. And it's easy, but it's so simple. It's so simple, but it's just like they complicate it, you know, and it's like my program, I try to bring it to everybody's level so everybody can get it like fast. All you got to do is practice it.
Right. And you're talking about get the process done.
Yeah. Just understanding stuff. Understanding, being able to do, okay, that's real. I didn't know that was real.
Right.
You know, I didn't know that was fresh.
And you counsel people all the way through to the end of their goal. Right?
All the way. Then at that point, I'm just like, I guess I'm just like that gym memberships you have for years and years.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that go have gym memberships and they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
They just know I need to go. But everybody's going, got this goal.
Right.
Only thing they know, like, I'm going to just go there every day. I'm going to go there every day. I just know I need to go. Well, with my clients, they're able to reach out to me. They can text me, ask me. I actually email workouts to some of my clients that are out of some that's in town. That, like I said, it's so individualized. Some people don't want to be around anybody when it comes to their journey, their goals.
And some do.
And some do.
Yeah.
So I love it. So I get a chance to work with everybody.
So you figure out, you know, what is that person looking for? What do they need? And what's the best way to get results out of them? And then you tailor make a program just for them.
Yes.
And you look at their lifestyle.
Yes.
So because everybody can't be on the same eating time and diet and all of that. Mm-hmm. So you look at that as well. And can you talk about the mental part of it? The encouragement or the mindset that a person has to have to be ready to do this?
First of all, the mindset is to be ready for everything. You can't expect everything to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't expect, because you're going to have that friend, you're going to have that day, you're going to have that something that's going to go on. Like, that's why you got to, like I said, you got to put God first.
Yeah.
Because people look for, oh, I had a flat tire, I did my whole day. It's like they look for, our society is just set up for like that any little thing to take you off your game, and just be ready for it. Because like I said, when you start trying to do right, man, it's gonna come
everything
from
goes
all
wrong, yes.
all directions,
yes.
all directions that take you off your game. So I just have to show people how to be ready for no matter what.
Right.
No matter what comes up, you're gonna make it through. You're gonna make it through, because you might have that coworker who's just watching you, who's waiting for you. You know, they know your weakness.
Yeah.
Where you want to go eat?
Yeah.
Where you want to go eat? Because as soon as, and it works like this, as soon as you start doing right, man, they're gonna come at you. What I try to help to tell people, that, you know, the part you got to play in your healthcare.
Right, right.
You know, once I show them how to play that part, they get better.
Right.
You know, it becomes their health care.
Right.
You know.
That's good, because that means they're really taking ownership and taking responsibility for their own conditions.
Yes.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the kinds of clients that you have, like maybe some successful situations, some stories, or some different professions? Just
oh, my goodness.
Look into
The way I started out with clients that were in the medical field, because they were so busy, and it kind of took off from there. Because everybody, you know, people would see them. They're like, I see you every day. Like, what are you doing? And it just started just like that. Because I work with those clients that are like, they might not want to come out. They might want to go to work and go home. I work with those clients who work at home. Those, and you know, the ones that I was talking with, a lot of people that were self-employed, because that self-employed thing, like, well, I can eat when I want to, I can not eat, you know. So, and they were kind of seeing themselves like, man, I'm in bad shape, you know.
Yeah.
So just the that it just, I mean, I got everybody, a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
A lot, like these doctors are so busy. They want to know how to do it. How do I manage this
right.
with all my clients? I want to take care of my people because, you know, they go into problems too because, you know, you keep running like that, trying to see all those people, take care of people, and you kind of get caught up in that. And the neat part, I like helping the underachiever, the one that nobody would have ever thought.
Yeah.
That's what I love most about my program. It's going to help everybody. Yeah.
And then let's talk about some of the health issues you've addressed.
Oh, my goodness.
That have went away.
Wow.
Like, you've addressed that have went away.
the biggest, the joint. I got to get this knee replacement. They lose 100 pounds. Wow. The knee pain went away.
Okay.
Yeah. Tons and tons of people getting off blood pressure medication, diabetes medication, taking less heart medication, getting off a little cholesterol, that overall appearance, that self-confidence.
Yeah.
And nobody really even think, because you got that person think, oh, I'm so confident. But yet when they start feeling good. Yeah. I mean, it's another level.
It just kind of spills out of you.
Yes. Yes. It's another level. So I show people how to actually care for themselves just to get involved.
Yeah.
We need our doctors. We need them. But you got to get involved. Help them out.
Right.
You know,
right.
make them look good. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
doctors don't want to fail. If they,
yeah.
If that fellow was in their line of work, they probably wouldn't have made it.
Right, right.
So, you know, and the doctors have been great around here. I get so many recommendations because I want to take care of their patients.
Right.
Because you know how many, they don't get many success. They don't get a chance to see that average person win, you know?
Yeah.
They don't see it. So it kind of stops them like, whoa.
Yeah.
Then I come up because I'm like, well, who taught you how to be better? You know, who taught you how to win?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because they want you to win, but they understand that there's things you must do after you leave the office. Like, they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But I'm just that assistant that's helping them after they leave.
Got you. Well, that's pretty cool. So then if somebody wanted to try you out, they wanted to, you know, maybe talk to you, connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that if they want to find out more about your program?
So many different ways. I got a website.
All right. Let's hear it. What is it?
My website is TaylorMade2Ascensions. TaylorMade2A.com.
TaylorMade2A.com. Okay.
TaylorMade2A.com.
Okay.
It's still, to even talk about it, when people ask me that, I'm like, I still can't believe I got it.
You
so that's still like, that's like, man, I got a website. That when people ask me, they're like, I still like, that's me. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's
me. obviously, Instagram. TaylorMade on Instagram, Facebook. And my number, please, I my number is posted everywhere, 816-985-9290. You can always reach me. And like I said, the thing that I like for people to do, and I wish they could do more of it, is before you think anything about the program, call me.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. It's a free call. I mean, you know, it might, just call me. Don't ask 10 other people that not me. Like,
right.
Just ask me. It's okay. I'm not hiding behind anything.
Right.
I know I'm right here. So all I want to do is help you.
Right.
You know, simple as that.
And so. I've really gathered that from you in the conversations that I've had with you. I see how much you really care about people and how down to earth you are and how approachable you are for people to be able to ask you what they want and talk to you about things and then how much you open up your personal experiences just to really meet people where they are, wherever they are. And I just think that's phenomenal. And the fact that you're passionate and you love what you do, I think is a plus, because when the motive is right, the means will be right, the ends will be right. I appreciate that about you. And so can we talk about the financial aspect of the program? Because I want people to know that it is a cost to use you, but of course, it's your business,
yes,
of course.
Yes,
so
yes.
We definitely want to support your business, number one. And number two, like, I just kind of want us to recalculate what we spend our money on, you know, what we waste our money on. So can you talk about that when you're talking to people? How do they end up thinking about investing in this program?
The wellness part, I mean, it's really, for what it costs, it's really not in what you gain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think the fee is, and that's more than fair. I mean, it's $275 flat, and you're with me as long as you want to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then based off what else you want fitness, or if you just want to do the day-to-day counseling, you pay the monthly fee. I mean, with my clients, like I said, the only way you don't communicate with me.
Right.
You know, I don't harass people.
Right.
I'm not, because I know it's hard. It is hard, but I'm here for you every day. Right. Like, I'm here for you. I'm as compassionate as I can. But, but if I see you, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure every day with excuses and life, because that stuff is not going to change. You have to change.
Right.
You have to make the change. You know, a lot of the stuff that's coming at us, sometimes maybe you need to move out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, because that stuff is going to keep coming.
Right.
So that's the part of, and it's more than just, I do this. It's counseling. You know, I get a lot of stuff poured on me.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, he designed me for this. So I love it.
So you're ready for it.
I mean, I love it. You know, the stuff that I have to, it's more than just, ooh, rah, 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 lose weight. Like, no, it's real stuff going on out here.
Yeah.
I'm finding out, I have to get down to the root issue. What are you really dealing with? What's really going on with you at home? Or what really happened to you when you was a child? You know, I thought it was just some simple stuff. Oh, you will lose some weight. No, it's, God had a bigger plan than that in this whole program. Like I said, it's, main thing, just call me.
Yeah.
You know, I won't waste your time. I won't waste your money.
Yeah.
You know, trust me. Like I said, this is it.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm having fun. We're having fun.
Yeah.
My clients having fun. I mean, it's good to, and you know, it's good to smile. You know, it's good to win, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing wrong with winning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with winning.
Love winning.
You know?
Yeah. Love winning. So, and when I really think about, like, sometimes, like, the money that we spend on wasteful things that we don't even stop and calculate. Like, if we really sit down and looked at our finances and looked at the things that we pay for, or if we think about, like, you know, a doctor's visit and what that costs.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about preventative care, you know, it's worth it in the end to be healthy, to look great, to feel great, to be confident, to be able to, where people can look and they're inspired because you actually conquered something. And that, and this, like you said, it's a hard area. When you talk about self-denial, when you talk about,
it's real.
It's a hard area. And so, but it's inspiring to see people doing it. And so I think it's definitely worthwhile for people to check out. So I'm hoping that they will give you a call. Also, you talked about, you shared about how your program is very, there's a lot of privacy that's involved. You're not, it's not like, you know, everyone's out in the open with it, or you're talking to a big group.
Here's the thing. When I do, you know, I do speak at some groups, but it's like I'm just talking at them because I don't know their situation. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
You know, I might be somebody who's in there who wants to gain weight.
Right.
And that's what the biggest misconception about what I do. Hello, if I can help you lose, you think I can't help you? Because there's people, they want to know how to do it the right way instead of just doing milkshakes and things like that. You know, and
because you can gain weight healthily, right?
Yes, yes. Like, you know, if you feeling like you can do it the right way. And the other thing, we touched on when we talk about the payment, the fee, I own this. So I understand that people do things on payments.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Call me. Like, you know, like I said, that biggest thing, like, you know, if you needed a car, most people can't pay for the whole car. They have to do payments. Like,
right.
I want to help you.
Right.
I mean, I want you to be my next billboard. I want you to be my next success. Like, and it happens, you know, and I love it. I want to see people do better.
Yeah.
And show them how to do it without killing themselves.
Right.
Trying to,
I know. Yeah. And it makes sense. If we're going to spend energy and time into something, we might as well know, have some kind of guidance in where we're going.
Yes.
It's my understanding that you have a cookbook that you wrote. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. I kind of designed a cookbook. I kind of basically flipped meals.
Uh-huh.
It started out as another one of my hobbies.
Okay.
When I first started with my clients, they would always say, well, hey, I cook this, and how can I make this healthy? I'm a healthy version of it. So I started, like, okay, tell them to do this and do that, and I started keeping it on my phone. And then we started creating things like barbecue sauce. We just started playing with everything, like, you know, if it wasn't hurting them and they were still getting the taste, and that's kind of where the title of the book came from, Taste of Wellness. The book was, it was another one of those things where, like, literally I was about to give this blessing away I never get the first person that said, hey, you should do a cookbook. I'll never get how I looked at them. Like, are you serious? Are you freaking, you know, I was like, nobody's going to buy a cookbook. Yeah, that was God. That was God sending that. Yeah, that was God. You
everybody
know.
Buying your cookbook.
Everybody buying a cookbook.
I'm sitting here like, where can I buy this cookbook?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Taste of Wellness Volume 2 will be out probably, we're planning before, right around Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can we buy this book?
Oh, Amazon.
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 You know that's my favorite online shopping website.
Amazon.
I'm going to have it here in 2 days. I got that Amazon Prime.
it's another book. I can't think. But Amazon, a lot of the local stores. Right.
Okay.
So the Bailey Mays normally has it. So I normally have it a lot of the local stores.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm always around.
Great.
I'm always around. I always have some people at their job places that I'm always around. Yeah.
All right. Taste the Wellness. Sounds
Taste the Wellness.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to add? Is there anything else you want to leave the people with us hearing you?
Just remember, there's nobody like you. And whoever's listening, there's nobody like you. There's nobody like you. I thought that for the longest when I started my journey. When I was like, say 21, when I actually started, and I was like looking at everybody else. I was looking at everybody else. You know, he designed everybody differently. He's gonna set it out for you. It's just,
yeah.
Just start walking right. Like, yeah. And I had to do it, and I had to realize, wow. I'm completely different. You know, because you think like, you know, you look at these magazines, you look, once you start on taking care of yourself and just start seeing like, wow, you designed me like this?
Yeah.
Every day I looked at myself and I was like, wow, you designed me like that? Like,
that's pretty cool.
There's just nobody like you.
That's pretty cool.
And that's what I try to tell all my clients, stop, relax. There's nobody like you. You know, your pace is your pace. You know, your situation, there's nobody like you. And if I can get people past that, well, you know, everybody, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nobody in my family like me, and everybody like want to put themselves with the hope. Well, we all got this.
That runs in the family.
Well, you know, your family got lawyers. Is all everybody lawyers? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, so everybody be your own you.
Okay.
You know, be your own you. Make the call, and stop asking everybody. I mean, it's just ask me. You know, just ask me. Decide for yourself. I could care less. Just ask. Like,
yeah. You know. And you service all areas. So we have, because we have listeners in Mississippi and we have Arkansas. Okay.
Yeah.
And Tennessee. That's cool. Okay. Give us the number again.
816-985-9290.
You heard it straight from Mr. Phil Taylor himself, the founder of TaylorMade. I just have to say, like, I had to talk to him because I have seen everybody, all these people that I know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. Like, it's, you know, they made me say wow. So I really had to meet, you know, the man that's behind all this, and I really have come to respect what you do, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, you're about telling the truth about it. You don't say this is gonna be easy and it's gonna be quick. Like, no, it's gonna be work, but I'm with you. And that's really beautiful to me, and I can definitely tell that you really love what you do. So thank you for taking time to come talk with us today.
Anytime.